up? 1550 there probably presents the Rundown Love and Hip Hop Miami, the official and unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love and Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How are you doing, sweetie?
I am okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Went to the doctor, got my little checkup on my nose. He said it's still looking good. I still can smell. So I'm cool.
Good.
Yeah, I'm cool.
I need to make me a doctor's appointment just for a checkup.
Real quick, because I don't think it was nothing to dive into on Equal Opposites. I am excited that Chicago Sky got Angel Reese.
Yes.
Them tickets starting to go up. But
yes.
Here's what I don't understand. And I don't know how many of y'all listeners in the Chicagoland area, so this might not be me really killing my chances. Did you know, and I'm pretty sure you didn't, that for some reason, I get it, it's the summer, but the Chicago Sky plays on Wednesday in the morning. And those are the cheapest tickets. Like, I can go June 20th, Wednesday at 11 a.m. for like $40 and get good seats. I say, why do y'all play at 11 a.m. anyway on a Wednesday? That makes no sense to me. But okay.
They don't want to be prime time. That's what that told me. Because why? That's right. Everybody is at work.
I told Sarah, she's like, that could be a nice day in the city. We could just hang out for
a
while.
Make it a day, absolutely. But like, what?
Yeah, I thought that was strange. But hey, if I can get in there, I can get in there. Oh, you know what we can talk about tomorrow is these salaries. And now everybody want to be shocked, but don't worry about it. We'll get into that.
See, also, can we talk about how they like start playing in a month? Like you got a draft.
And then oh yeah, that's always been the way. It makes no sense.
They ain't even got used to playing with each other yet.
Nope. Season 5, episode 25, Nasty Work. This is the season finale. For some reason, I put the claps in there. This was confusing to me. The show started off with 2 minutes of previously on this season. And I think they X'd out Asukiyan. I don't remember her in any of this, right? Cool. Or Von Shay, one in that. They were basically like previously on this half. Then when we pick things up, it's with Amara accepting Safari's proposal to a thundering applause. What are we clapping for? Is this in y'all script? Y'all supposed to clap? I'd have been like, yeah. Even Bobby turned around. Bobby's like,
listen, you just hated this man 2 seconds ago, yeah, sir. Right. And now you just, and then he come in like, I didn't like him, but I'm real. No, you're not.
Yeah. He said, what did he say? He was like, oh, I haven't seen her happy. This happy in a long time. And you made her happy. Cool. Safari even wants to get married in the DR. Okay. Alan leaves. He exits. I thought it was just Alan telling his mama, no, don't look over there. That's all fake. Then he like, I'm good. As if I was like, you can stand it. Y'all can make some more money. I promise y'all. Just like do a real scene. Like not a real scene, but you know, confront him. Like, oh, what's this about? You gonna marry this dude? Y'all ain't even with it.
First of all, you're married.
Yes.
Alan, why do you care about what's happening over here?
What's the reason?
You just told me my black ass didn't want you. Oh, you know, I'm sorry. You didn't want my black ass.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes. Let me get my wording correct. You didn't want my black ass. You purposely flirted with my co-stars to get under my skin because I knew what you were doing. And You're also married. So don't worry about what's happening over here.
I was surprised that Amara said yes.
It doesn't make sense. The math is not mathing. It just doesn't make sense for you to say yes. And a part of me was like, okay, she said yes to save face. But you wouldn't go in a car and be like, what the fuck is you talking about?
Yeah,
like,
but no, she's because from what they've been giving us is y'all got together, didn't work out. He fucked your friend. Then he was like, yo, I miss you. Y'all like, could you imagine? Just take all that out, y'all. Could y'all imagine outside of being on something like The Bachelor, accepting a marriage proposal from somebody you're not in a relationship with? You know how crazy that sounds? Like, we're not going to try the dating thing. We're just going straight to the marriage thing.
What it was given is desperation, because why would you do that to Safari? You know what I don't like? And maybe they're not, they can't speak on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going, bro, I watched your last marriage.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe you can't say her name on the show, but like, dude, you weren't married. You wasn't prepared for, like, where's the real conversations that y'all was having to make me believe that y'all was talking about marriage? And again, they was dating pre this the recording, right? Because he showed to the birthday party with the twins talking about, let's make it, you know, public. So you've been telling me y'all been in a relationship for whatever amount of time. We missing all. That's the one thing that's been bothering me. Like, in so many ways, I kind of be like, oh, I kind of enjoy Love and Hip Hop. But then there's other things. I'm like, you drop stuff, but you don't lead us up to it.
No.
Because how serious was this relationship?
Yeah, we had no idea. Was y'all really together for 2 months? Is that enough for it to be, hey, I want to marry you? Did y'all even know in that part of that initial relationship that marriage was going to be the end game here? I want to know if she met the kids. She ain't got to meet Erica Mena, but have you met
them? I was
thinking
that too. I'm like, I ain't seen you around the kids. We've seen you with we've seen him with your children, right?
Yes.
But like, what is, again, maybe because her name can't be spoken or she can't. Have you met Erica? Because last time I checked, Erica don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, I got questions.
Amara asked if this is real, and Safari says he is taking her serious and he needs her to take him seriously. And that's all we get of the DR. Next, and this was confusing too. I'm going to give y'all, you jump in obviously when you feel like it, but I'm going to give y'all everything that happened. We get back to Miami. It starts off with Eliza hearing the news about Amara and Safari, but she is focused on being a grandmother. So they're like at the hospital getting like an ultrasound or something like that, a doctor's office. Then it goes, Shane blames Esther Leader for her and Amara not making amends in DR. And she's still not ready to make up with her mom. Trina is doing a walkthrough for the Rockstar Festival at the fairgrounds. We learned that Young Miami, Cash Doll, Jacquees are the main stars, the big stars that we all know of, that will be performing. Also, Trick Daddy's son, Jaden, and Zoe Brinks. Then we jump to Brooke is working on new music, and she's planning a listening party. Then Trick is giving Jaden tips on how to be a star. Zoe is rehearsing for the Rockstar Music Festival as this is her redemption tour, whatever. Safari is making dinner for Amara. He's never felt better after a decision. And I'm like, fam, you decided to be married. You decided to have a couple of kids. Don't say things like that. It's idiotic. And after we jumped through, this is what we settle here. I was like, why are we jumping so fast? What is going on? Amara is willing to take this journey, but wants Safari to put in work. She admits that she tries to. This is what throws me off. Because sometimes I'm like, yo, this is a storyline. And then I'm like, Amara's not this good of an actress. When she says, yo, I jump from relationship to relationship looking for protection. I just want somebody to love me for me. And then she get emotional. And then I'm like, Safari, I'm not built this way, right? I don't like lying to somebody I love. I don't like making them look stupid.
Yeah.
So if I know I'm not all the way in it, and she up here bragging like, oh my God, you're the best husband, and you're not the husband, because I ain't never had one when I was married. Like the best boyfriend, the best partner. I'm like, no, I need to come clean with you. Like, no, this ain't no. Or we need to slow
that
down.
That part, it be written on his face too. And sometimes I look at him and I'm like, you know, this is wrong.
Yes. So she has one request: don't hurt me. He tells her not to be scared. He doesn't want to hurt her.
Child.
That was like 5 minutes. Because after us, I should have said that after the DR proposal, we got the real intro to the show. But then 5 minutes is when it started up. Trick is still trying to get these twins prepared. I'm over to the twins. I don't get it. I don't hear it. I don't see it. This is when Ray J stops by. And the Hollywood twins tell Trick and Ray that Safari proposed. And Ray is shocked because Amara didn't cry. Ray's mentality when it comes to relationships is so messed up. I don't know how him and Princess last for 12 years. He's like, yo, if she don't cry, that don't mean she love you. If she slap him real hard, that means she love you. Yo, what? Huh? All right.
Why are we talking to Ray? Okay.
Safari shows up. Ray gives him advice about relationships having ups and downs. Now, I would agree with him here. He doubts Safari can survive it. And he doesn't like Amara's a fit. I don't know why. It's like, is that on Amara? Or is that saying more about Amara, or is it saying more about Safari? Like, that's not the girl for you, or Amara needs to get her shit together and she will be the girl for you. I don't know. And then here's the thing. Safari really pulled out the jagged edge excuse. Life is short and I don't want to be old and gray by myself. no woman want to hear. That's why you marrying her.
Right. Like,
I love you. I don't want to spend another moment looking at, you know, going to somebody else or looking out. I found what I, my forever, like whatever. So Trick says, yo, you know, she slapped the baby daddy open hand. And Ray says, man, when they do that, that mean they love you. And her crying.
This is the part for me. I know we not there yet, but when we get to the scene when they in the car and she,
this was
the calmest conversation ever. And I was actually surprised, but
yes,
it's him being like, "Well, I question about some thing too, because you open handed." Oh, like, yep. No, you can't, bro. You cannot tell me. In that moment, I was like, "Amar, he's stupid. Yeah. Like, why would you even want this man?"
Yo, I know I sent them news. But I got issues with what you're doing, too. So let's talk about that. Like, that wasn't even at all. And when she...
At all.
So Ray talks about how, I ain't never cried in my life, not even when I was a baby. But I cried when Princess Love walked down that that aisle. I was like, okay. But Safari says, y'all, I'm not going to let y'all talk me out of this. I love Amara, and that is that. So then we go to this Rockstar Music Fest. And backstage, Zoe is telling Super Cindy she wants to make a good impression. She wants to make sure her energy is there. And this is the biggest crowd she performed in front of. Jaden asks Trick for some advice on which voice to use. And Trick says to use a mic check. And Jaden's ready to go. Well, Trick introduces his son. And I wrote, he seemed okay on stage. Here's the thing, though. We are from different eras. Because... that's not the song I would love to introduce, but I would use to introduce myself to the world.
Right.
It is too Lil Uzi, Trippy Red type, sad, but you're like, you don't even understand that it's sad till you start listening to it. I'm like, fam, we're not doing the auto-tune singing. I want to get y'all hype. We are at a party, we're at a fest. I don't got nothing that y'all can just bop and dance to. Zoe's up next, and they did Zoe so dirty because I didn't understand the words she was saying. The mic was cutting out.
And why was her back to the audience?
I don't get it. It looked like the crowd liked it. I really wish that... this is Miami, so this is VH1. I really wished that they just gave us the hook of the song. Like, y'all got to do is the hook. I'm not trying to catch all these bars. Y'all got to bleep them out anyway. So yeah. Just tell me what the hook was. Don't matter. She felt good afterwards. And then this weird thing happens that we're not going to get any resolution to because this is it, y'all. Swerve checks one of Trick's friends and then Trick checks him and they go back and forth over who's tripping. Trina gets in the middle to remind them that the camera is on. And Trick's whole thing was like, you can't just step to everyone like you security because you might step up to the wrong one. And when he told Swerve this, Swerve, according to Trick, said, and what is going on? Like,
I was confused.
Because was even, all right, so... I can understand you saying, who's this? Or if you're not, I don't know what Swerve is. I don't know his energy, right? There are some people who look for a fight. If you're not looking for a fight, I would have probably went over to Trick and be like, do you know who that is? And Trick could have said, oh, yeah, that's my guy. Don't worry about it. He cool. And we could have avoided all this. I'm not going to be security because y'all not paying me to be security. So I would have did all that. We got Shay here. We're going to talk about Shay. But my question is, why do you think Shay did not do a sit down / green screen to explain why she posted Amara's kids?
I was wondering. It was a lot of Shay was just MIA. Yeah.
She finally called her mom back, and Fable will meet with her mom Sandra and her brother MJ. Fable does apologize for his role in the feud. He even brings flowers. He gives MJ a hug. Says, "I'm sorry for raising my voice," and little other things, whatever that means. Instead of just saying, cool, let's move on, Sandra was like, why was you comfortable raising your voice in the first place? And she's not sure that Fable wants to be married and a family. He just wants the fame. He was like, I didn't want any of this. I've been on, you know, we've been talking for 12 years and I ain't never been on this show. And somebody said, he is full of shit. That's why I caught this online. He said, he didn't want to be on TV because he had a whole side chick and a whole family. Of course, he didn't want to risk it being on TV. I was like, that probably was his reason. But Fable said he didn't want any of this. MJ tries to talk some sense into the mom. let's like, yo, he's here. He's apologizing. Let's move on. It's more about our sister, this beautiful woman. Fable is over it. No, what did he say? He's like, yo, speak to me in the same tone you want to be spoken to. She can't even do that. So he done with it. He's like, pull the car around. And then Shay blames her mom, tells her bye, and you're not invited to the wedding. And the best part was, Sandra said, there ain't going to be no wedding. She doing this for TV. And I believe her. I don't believe there's a wedding, but I get this. Shay is turning up. What did you think about this dinner from hell? Did they even eat?
I have thoughts. Did you want the apology or not?
But go ahead.
He came. He apologized. He pretty much was like, I felt like you was yelling at me, so I yelled back.
Mm-hmm.
And then she proceeded to yell. And I was like, y'all cannot have a conversation if you're not willing to have a conversation.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
And I honestly felt like for the first time, he was willing to have a conversation. Because usually he'd be like, what else? Now, I don't know if it's the Jamaican in him or the man in him or what he gives me. I don't respect my elders just because they my elders. That, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to treat you how you treat me. If you're disrespectful, I'm going to be disrespectful back. Like, that's just the energy he gives me. And I don't know. I was just kind of like, she coming off a little wild.
Yes.
The mama.
Yeah. I didn't understand the turn up. I was like, you got what you wanted. At least accept it. And then if he mess up again, which he probably will, then be like, I knew I shouldn't accept that apology. But right then, you were one to blame.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we have an after party for the Rockstar Music Fest. I just wrote celebration. Trina still doesn't know what happened between Swerve and Trick. And I'm like, how? Either Swerve give you his side. You are cool with both of these people. Like Swerve, your man you laying with can give you his side of the story. And Trick can tell you his side. She praises Zoe for her performance. Big D shows up. Trina speaks on Zoe's behalf. He says it's not personal. He would talk to her. So they go outside and talk. Big D says his harsh words come from a place of love. He would not lie. He wants to make sure she wins. She gets what he's saying, and he apologized for being aggressive. He agrees to clear the songs. They really had like the same conversation 3 or 4 times just to get to this part.
Just to get to this, yep.
We wrap things up with this listening party. Brooke gathered everyone to this listening session. We got Gael there, Eliza and her manager Van, Amari and Safari arrived.
I don't understand why Gael keeps getting invited to things.
Everything. Eliza.
Is it in the contract or something? She would not be at nan one of my events.
No.
And not even if I dislike, I just can't trust what you're going to do here.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Eliza asks, the happy couple questions. Y'all engaged. Y'all didn't tell me. They could ignore her. Amara instead looks for Princess and Ray. And Safari says Ray is going through some things. So Amara goes out to call her. And we'll get back to that later. Zoe and Flo are cool now. She's happy for Zoe's success. She loves her. She don't want to fight with her.
Blah, blah, blah.
Flo also learns about this engagement and says Safari tried to come to our house after the DR, which is new information to us. And outside, Amara finds out that Princess is in L.A. Princess is worried about Amara getting her feelings hurt with the Safari because, of course, Amara was like, look, I'm engaged. And she tells her she's about to file for divorce and Ray doesn't know it. Back inside, Brooke takes the stage talking about busting it wide open at 3 a.m. She calls Marcus on the stage. I love the lyrics and I support her. I just pretend like she's singing them to me. It's the weirdest part, though. Was Marcus a rapper? I think he was. Yeah,
I do not recall.
Either way, when Marcus hears other women R&B, do you think that song's for you too, though? Do you be like, man, her boyfriend or her husband or her partner letting her sing this to me? Couldn't be my wife. Like, shut up. Like, this is, you really got to go that deep. She shouts out Amara and Safari, congratulates them. After the performance, Flo approaches Amara, woman to woman, even though Brooke is there. She says,
Safari, even though it looked like she was talking to Brooke, though. Like, yes. The whole time she was staring at Brooke.
Yes. She says, Safari wanted more than a collaboration in the studio before the DR and after he hit her up and wanted to come to the house.
She also flirting in yes, the studio?
Yes, that's the problem. I was like, you might as well stick to your story that we didn't see on camera, which is him trying to come to the crib. Amara says, thank you for the info. Let me go check on Safari. Before he can answer Flo allegations, Eliza comes up and asks about these texts and videos he's been sending her about, yo, I've been thinking about you. He sent some nudes. And she's trying to hold it up, and Safari and Amara trying to exit. Safari says, yo, these are false allegations. Don't believe it. So in the car, Amara says, let me see your phone. Without hesitation, these are the scary people. If you take Safari seriously in that, I'm playing a character. For somebody to just like, my phone is dead.
My phone dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Without, he didn't even think. He didn't be like,
you know what? Had it had not been last night, because she said the messages came like last night.
Yeah.
Which means this is after our engagement, yes. After you didn't tell me all this stuff. Had she said, I don't know, a week ago, you know, 2 weeks ago, he hit me up talking like this.
Yeah.
And he had said, we hadn't got back to this place, you know, I was wrong, but like, you know, but last night, my guy, last night, where were you sleeping? Because if you weren't sleeping with me.
Yeah, where he got his little crib, you know, the market style.
I mean, he does have his crib, but like, we just got engaged.
You would think, yeah, it's wild. So even though he tried to block the phone when Eliza was holding up as they exit, she saw the news. She said, that's an issue. He said, you know what else is the issue? You slapping Alan in the DR.
You sound dumb, my God. Like, dumb. Like, pure stupidity. So how dare you counteract me?
I wasn't even with you when I slapped that man. Like, what are you talking about? You weren't even in the DR when that happened. You got secondhand information. She was like, Princess warned me about you. So he's like, you want me to leave? Safari gets out the car to leave. She gets into the car. That's it. That's the end of it. We didn't even get the whole, this year I'm going to focus on me.
We didn't. That's why I didn't even realize it was a season finale. Until you just said it, I was like, it was a season finale. Well, yay. But shit, it didn't go off like it was the season finale.
They really played the credits that you rarely see unless you're watching like a marathon. They played the credits and they would fade to black, and that was it. So, a couple of things. There are storylines we're never going to get, right? So, we don't get Flo wondering why Marlon was FaceTiming Claudia or Gael and Claudia's relationship. That's just, we don't understand that. I don't really care about the Hollywood twins and them, but I guess they had a storyline.
Speaking of, I forgot to comment on their performance or their practice. Their backyard,
yes. Rehearsal.
Please stop lying to these girls.
You got to.
You have got to stop lying to these young ladies.
They sound so bad and off key. They would be great if they were a parody group.
They have no stage presence.
No.
They don't even know the words to their own song.
No. Because Trick Daddy.
Y'all got to put a list. And Trick Daddy, that was so much better. No, it wasn't.
No.
No, it wasn't. Get them some choreographer. Trick, who are you? Go hire a choreographer, okay? Let's get some stage. Get a ghostwriter. Who wrote the lyrics? They really look like, and this is Sansa, they're like a bad version of City Girls. And the City Girls ain't even the best performers.
All right. So that is it. We only got one more episode of Atlanta too. So
praise them. That bothered me too.
Yeah, that bothered me too because well, I'll talk about it next episode. All right, that is it. I didn't have
so
any.
So we don't get no reunion show.
Nope. Huh? Shay said there's no reunion for what? I think here's the only reason I would think there would be no reunions. This has gone too far left. That it really seems like they got scripts. So how are you going to account for some shit somebody else wrote for you? People are like, mm-hmm. So Amara, why did you say the relationship was fake? She can't say because it really was, and we don't. I ain't know about this man's kids or nothing. She got to be like, oh, I was really hurt at the time, and blah, blah. I say no. Here's the problem too with reality TV. The audience is more apt to believe you off camera than on camera. So yeah. she can't even fix that part because you're like, oh, you're on camera, you getting paid. Everything y'all do off camera, which is, I guess, a benefit for Gael because we never see Gael do anything off camera. Now she's shooting her shots.
I
every
also
man.
Don't follow her. And I'm not because girl, bye.
All right, that is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only can tweet Shell.
As like Shell, you follow me on Instagram and follow me on the Snapchat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515F. Check out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye.